The closing month of the ecclesiastical year, which is what November is, we normally and for centuries have remembered the poor souls in purgatory. However, in her closing weeks of the ecclesiastical year, the Church both reminds us of praying for the faithful departed, but also tells us of the promise and prospect of our own final resurrection from the dead. Our faith tells us that because of sin, two kinds of death enter the world. First, the death of the soul, which is another term for mortal sin. Mortal sin in this life, unless repented, means everlasting suffering in the life to come. That is the first death brought on by sin. And there are many, dear Lord, there are many murderers at large today. Murderers of human souls. And the worst homicide, our faith tells us, is the murder of the human spirit by depriving the soul of God's grace, which keeps us supernaturally alive in this world, and unless our souls are thus alive when our body dies, then we will suffer what St. John calls the second death, the everlasting death, a permanent eternal separation from God. God became man first and mainly to restore, redeem, we call it, our life of the soul. Hear it. Unless God had become man and died on the cross, none of us, and the word is none of us, would have any assurance of reaching heaven. But sin brought another death into the world, death of the body. In other words, in God's original plan for the human race, had the human race remained faithful to its creator, there would have been neither death of the soul by mortal sin and everlasting separation from God in hell, nor would there have been death of body. Christ, by his death, restored both kinds of life, both the life of the soul and the life of the body. Christ's death on the cross assures us that we can, provided we want to, we will reach heaven. By his death on the cross, Christ merited, as we say, he merited our salvation. We, of course, must do our part. No one will be saved in spite of themselves. He must want to reach heaven. and the price of reaching heaven is doing the will of God on earth. It's both that simple and that hard. But I wish to especially stress what Christ, by his death on the cross, won for us. He won for us not only the promise and the prospect of eternal life in heaven with him. His death on the cross also restored for us. How we need to hear this. He restored to us the promise again and the prospect of our bodily lives. Sure, we will all die. My three favorite D's. We will all die. We will all decay. I like to use the word, we will all rot. That's spelled R-O-T. All the stench in the world, and there's a lot of stench in the world. All the stench in the world is a constant reminder of the worst stench. Psychologists have analyzed it. The worst stench in the world is that of, shall I say it, a stinking, decaying human body. Next time you turn away from something that stinks, remind yourself of your body. His body, which will die, secondly decayed. His body will be long delayed, my third D. Unlike Christ's resurrection, we'll have more than a short weekend between our death and decay. It will certainly be centuries. It may be millennia. It may be the year 319,095 years from this year. Who knows? But our faith tells us there will be a delay, but there will be a resurrection. And in our scriptural reasons toward the end of the year, one of the main reasons why the church reminds us both of our final end of the body, but also our final resurrection from the dead on our Easter Sunday. I don't know, the church has never taught it, but I believe the day of resurrection will be. My Jesuit logic tells me it must be on a Sunday. He will rise from the dead. All of us. That's your faith and mine. But what's the lesson? The lesson is that as much as we have to endure in our bodies here in this life, one reason I really believe why God keeps certain people in this valley of tears longer, so they can tell others, my friends, in case you forgot, this is the valley of tears, just a reminder. You name the suffering of body, fatigue, exhaustion, emotional frustration, sickness that God sends us, disability. I can prove from experience, as the body gets older, it gets weaker. You teenagers and younger, how much suffering God allows us to endure in our bodies. And by bodies I mean our both external and internal senses. Our emotions are bodily faculties. But all the sufferings in this life are as nothing compared to the joy we're going to experience in the life to come. To practice, just to mention, two big virtues, charity and chastity. You've got to use your bodies. To practice charity, real charity, you've got to get tired. I tell people, anytime you're not dead tired when you go to sleep, be sure to mention that in your next confession. I was lazy. To practice charity, you've got to use your body. To practice chastity, you must restrain your body. Control the powerful passion of lust. But it's worth it, my friends, it's worth it. Look, we're in the business of salvation. 14 years in living in New York, I have come to speak of Mazuma, the Jewish term for, well, what else? Money. We have to pay a heavy price to do God's will. And a large part of that price is with our bodies. But all the self-control we have to practice, all the exhaustion and fatigue we have to endure, all the pain and suffering that a loving God sends us, is worth it. The longer I live, the more I tell the Lord, Lord, everything in His life compared with eternity is a dream. It's a heaven that we're looking forward to everlasting joy in our souls, and I'll say it, an everlasting pleasure in our bodies. Oh, but you must believe. You must have the faith. Believe that God became man for two reasons. To merit for us everlasting happiness in heaven with our souls, and everlasting pleasure after the last day, also in heaven in our bodies. Lord Jesus, we shall receive you in Holy Communion in the Holy Eucharist. We will receive your risen body. And you promised us. You promised us, those who receive your body in Holy Communion, and it's your risen, glorified body, you've promised us, I will raise them up on the last day. We believe this, dear Jesus. But we're so stupid. We're so dumb. Enlighten these dumb minds of ours to believe that no suffering, no pain in this world is to be compared with the joy in soul and the pleasure in body that is in store for us who do your will. Surrender our wills to your divine will. Surrender our bodies to you so that suffering here on earth, we may enjoy you in body and soul for all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.